K-Rock 955, it's Tom, Lingy and Loggy, minus the Lingy this morning, and he is lost because we have Josh Pike joining us on the show.
Mm-hmm. One of the best in the biz, and he'll be making his way to Queenscliff soon, so we'll be finding out all about that. Good morning, Josh.
G'day, how you doing?
Good, thanks, mate.
You're good.
Coming through to, through town, a lot of people play in Geelong. Queenscliff, though, is starting to pop up as... You know, people are playing. We had Whitlam's here not long ago playing Queenscliff Town Hall as well. So nice to change it up a little bit, mate.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. I've never played there, I don't think. So I have played in a lot of places, so sometimes I forget where I played, but I'm pretty sure I haven't played there. Yeah.
Well, look,
I'll know when I get there, I guess.
Yeah, the people in Queenscliff. Generally, the age group around there, they might forget too. They're known for being a little bit of the older generation. I'm not sure if they have seen it. So if they've seen you before, they're going to forget the whole thing too. And it'll be nice that a lot of new people can come and check out your music as well.
Yeah, well, also the people that forget will just come back again and think it's the first time. So that'll be like the first time every time, which is great.
That's what you want.
Well, look, Josh, I've seen you quite a few times, I'm happy to say. Big fans.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Yeah, no worries. And I've seen you on the big stage, you know, the festival gigs and that, but also your really small stages as well in your regional communities, which is awesome. The last time I saw you, I think, was in Warrnambool, and it was literally just you and your loop pedal and an acoustic guitar. Are we getting a bit of that, Josh, coming down to Queenscliff as well?
Yeah, so that's the vibe for this tour. It's going to be solo, so... Yeah, I remember that. I remember those gigs at Warrnambool. It was in that upstairs loft kind of thing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So it'll be very much like that. So loop pedal, stomp box, little keyboard. Basically a way to kind of, you know, bring the songs back to, you know, more to the way that they were written.
Yeah.
And I'll be joined by Hayley Mary from the Jezebels, who's an amazing singer-songwriter in her own right. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome, I've got to say.
Hey, when you're not on tour... And as if that's not enough work for you and bringing out new songs and reimagined albums and all this type of stuff, you're also writing kids' books. This is a pretty exciting part of the world to be in.
Yeah, I've got seven kids' books out at the moment.
Oh, my God, I thought you were going to say you've got seven kids.
Not that I know of.
It's been a big regional tour, Tom.
You out there lurking, but no. Seven kids books out at the moment and another three coming out next year. So it's been amazing. One of the kids books that I did, Family Tree, was part of this National Simultaneous Storytime program where over 2.5 million people were reading the book at the same time simultaneously with me. Yeah, it's been a really amazing thing to be part of. I really love it.
What made you do kids' stories?
I was definitely inspired by having my own kids, all seven of them. just got two. But, so when they were little, you know, we'd read thousands of kids' books to them, and sometimes, you know, they'd ask for a made-up story, and so I'd start making stories up, and then it kind of got to the point where I was like, oh, some of these are actually pretty good, and started writing them down, refining them, I got a fair few rejections before the first one got published. So it still wasn't a sort of a given just from having a profile as a musician.
Well, we loved how you kind of took what was old and made it new again with your album Revisions. Was that a bit of fun to reimagine, you know, your songs and other songs that I'm guessing you had new interpretations of them because you had an affinity with them in some way?
Yeah, exactly. I've loved making those. And it's, just seems to be like it's. I looked recently; it's been streamed over 1 million times. That album now, the Revisions one. So people seem to really dig it. But for me, it was it's a matter of it was a way of reconnecting with these songs that, you know, some of them I wrote almost 20 years ago, and kind of reconnecting with what was happening in my life at the time and the emotions that I was feeling when I was writing these songs. So yeah, I really love the way that came out. It sort of started as just a bit of a way to have, you know, an extra song when we put out singles. But as we started working them up, I was just, you know, really in love with the way that turned out.
For people who don't know, did you just go, all right, song lines, but make it drum and bass?
It's a techno album.
Yeah, pretty much. And we just added a four of the floor beat to every song that I've ever done.
Yeah.
And then just whacked it out there and it's
brilliant, mate. Keep that money coming in. No, it's good stuff. The current album is To Find Happiness. You're out there touring it. Well, you will be soon as of mid-October with Hayley Mary from the Jezebels hitting your second show too. So second cap, you're gonna fine-tune it in Hepburn Springs, and then you're heading over to Queenscliff Town Hall in Queenscliff Saturday the 15th of October. Cannot wait to see it. Tickets are available now. Josh Pike, thank you for your time, and we'll catch up with you when you hit town.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll see you there.